Analyze this? That's my impression of trying to come up with a fun signature opening button that will serve to remind you that you are entering into the Analyze This experience every time. Speaking of the experience we're entering into every time, hello and welcome to yet another episode of Analyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart, and today we will be following another episode about our thought trains, our trains of thoughts, and kind of these microtransactions we engage in on a daily basis that help write the narrative of our lives, our internal narratives, that is. Forgive me, guys, because today's gonna be a little crazy as we talk about shitting all over ourselves. Enjoy! Right off the top, I would love to talk with you guys a little bit about some housekeeping items. Housekeeping item number one is our Patreon is relaunched and got some new tier structures and perk structures. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and check it out at patreon.com/analyzethis. You might be, you might see something that appeals to you and your certain preferences. Other than that, I hope everyone has enjoyed receiving their perks and affirmations up until this point. I certainly have enjoyed making them. So that's housekeeping item number one. And then housekeeping item number two is if you find this week's episode helpful, or frankly, last week's episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend. We're trying to regrow the Analyze This earbud community. And, as much as we love it to be a small, safe place just for us, post it on, social media if you want to. But how can I even ask you guys to do that? You know, how can I even ask you guys to do that when I myself avoid social media at all costs? So I guess word of mouth, you know, next time you're chatting with a friend, tell them about a podcast you love. Or are they going on a road trip? Tell them about a podcast you love. Those are the ways it can be done as opposed to me asking you to mindlessly share every week. They say sharing is caring, but you know, some people cared way too much. Okay. So this week I wanted to talk to you guys about this new kind of thought tracking exercise I've been doing. And it is in line with last week's episode about affirmations. So if you didn't hear that, go ahead and check it out. But it is just another step of awareness I've found, and it makes me laugh. But basically, I'm trying to take note, not do anything about it, but I'm trying to take note of every time I have a thought that feels like a should, you know? Now, I'm sure you've all had this experience of someone telling you what to do. Someone saying, you should do it this way. Here's should. You should do this. You should do that. Oh, you should do it like this. And for me, that person is me. And, you know, when you live with like major depressive disorder, it's not easy to get up. And so I've used the tool of should to be like, I should get up. And then I take myself out of bed and I start my day. But you know what happens though? You know what happens that sucks so bad? Is that when you start your day like that, you wake up covered in your own should. That's right. I wake up absolutely covered in should. I've spent all this time laying in bed, shoulding my pants, shoulding all over myself. And now I'm starting my day covered in my own should. And I don't like it. I don't like it because should never goes away. Should doesn't go away. It doesn't leave you. It's never fulfilled. What should I do next is such a disempowering feeling. And it's like, it feels like a put down, you know? Like, okay, I should go. I should get up. I should blah. It doesn't feel empowering to me. So I've been trying to think of ways that I can replace that kind of like should mechanism, that should mechanic with different words. So here was the exercise I did with myself this morning. And I call these things exercises, guys, but these are literally just me having thought awareness and trying to reframe in an attempt to course correct my day at the start of it, you know? And I know, like, it's not very Buddhist of me. It's not very Zen. It's a little controlling, but this is just where I'm at right now. Ultimately, I think the goal is that you gently, gracefully move into an acceptance at all times. But this is kind of what my journey towards that looks like. And it does require using some of my strongest resources, which for me is my cerebral resources, my data gathering prowess. You know, I'm really good at absorbing data. So basically, I'm absorbing data about myself. And what I've learned is that, boy, should makes me feel bad. I don't like being covered in should. So this morning, I was laying in bed, or, you know, I had a little marijuana last night. And I gotta tell you guys, it really sucks. I don't know if it's good for people with depression, because it's a real motivation killer. You know, I wake up the next day and that urgency is gone. But with the lack of urgency is just kind of the void feeling and exhaustion feeling. So I don't know, man. I wish there were substances that were just like free and easy to use all the time. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I woke up this morning and immediately thought I should get up. And I was like, oh, God damn it. Look, there I did it. I did it again. I did it right now. I should get up. I should get up. And I'm like, stop. I don't want to be covered in should. Okay. How do you feel? And I was like, okay, let's do a little body check. And I was like, I'm exhausted. I really, really would love just a little more sleep. I didn't have a good sleep last night. I feel like I could get one solid little cycle in, you know, like a 30 minute, anywhere between 20 and 45, just another little loop to add to my sleep coin jar. So I was like, okay, I did my body check. I'm tired. Okay. I should go to sleep. No. That's another should. Okay. Not trying to should myself. Okay. What am I trying to do? Okay. I'm tired. Oh, okay. I'm tired. I feel tired. Okay. Let's work with that. Okay. Can I sleep more? Like, yes, I can. Okay. Okay. I want to sleep more. I'm gonna sleep a little more. And then I just slept a little more. But it did feel better. It felt more empowering to think I want to give myself this thing. And I know I have a hard time between wants and needs, you know, but whatever. Baby steps. So I gave myself a little more sleep. Woke up a little later. I was like, okay, oh God, okay, it's another day. Oh God, okay, I should shower. Okay, come on. And I'm like, wait, Hannah, no, you're doing it again. Oh my God, I'm shooting already. This is my uncontrollable shooting, my projectile shooting. It just comes out of me just so quick. Okay, let's try this again without the shoulds, without, you know, so much should coming out of my mouth. I don't want to be a real should talker, you know? So I thought to myself, okay, yeah, I really want to take a shower. I feel dirty. I feel congested. I'm allergic to our pets. I ran out of allergy medicine. and so every day I wake up just with a child's baseball of inflammation. Not that much. Not a baseball. It's what's softer than a baseball. You know, like a... I didn't do sports. Softball? Is that softer? But it's bigger. Anyway, long story short, congested. I wake up feeling congested. And I'm like, you know, I need to shower. I need to shower to get rid of this congestion so that I can start to feel better. Because I know I don't have allergy medicine and that's what I need. So I need to take a shower. Okay, I need to take a shower. Okay. Boom. Whoa. Look at that. Another should. Out the door. Out the gate. Gone. Wow. And you know what? When I took a shower, I thought to myself, oh, good. I'm glad I heard this need and I'm glad I allowed myself access to it. And it really, truly felt more empowering than stepping in my own should. You know? Truly, it felt like, oh, wow, I've given myself a shower. I heard my need, which was, hey, dude, you're congested and you're going to be grumpy as fuck until you go and take a shower. So it was grumpy as pho, by the way, so we don't need to. Grumpy as pho. Anyway, so, Yeah, it felt better. It felt better because what could have happened is I could have been sleepy and thought I should get up and then be like, oh God, okay, I'm getting up before I've had a little extra sleep. Okay, I should shower. Oh God, now I'm dragging myself into the shower. And you know, if I had a kid, I would never push them as hard as I push myself. There was a child that was like, can I get a little more sleep? I'm so tired. I had a bad sleep. I'd be like, yeah, you know, or whatever. If I need, I mean, you know, the context, obviously, because if they're like, please don't let me sleep in when I ask to sleep in, I'll be like, well, I just want to check in because last week, you know, we had a whole discussion about how you wanted more help getting out of bed in the morning. So I just want to make sure this isn't one of those moments. Is this a real 10 minutes or what? Kind of thing. So, other exercises and should I'd like to share. And other should replacements that I've encountered recently. Well, let's look at right now. Honestly, guys, after a couple should replacements, and I like doing things in threes, so I want to give you guys another example. But by the time the third set of shoulds wanted to come out, they were just so much quieter, smaller shoulds. You know, pebble-sized shoulds that were easier to recognize as they came and move through them and start to appreciate all my should, you know, because the reality is that, you know, I'm full of should, you know, I'm full of should. And I'm grateful for getting high off my own should and being such a good should talker. Because before I had the knowledge, ability, language, wherewithal to hear how my body felt, to even hear I feel, I am, and from there get to I need, I want, the only thing I had was should. And so I've used all of my should as fertilizer for the garden I have grown. I use my own should to fertilize the soil so that my little thought flowers of I need, I want, I feel comes first. I need is taken care of. I want is the life that I'm going to live. So that's one way that I've found to help myself lately, and to appreciate just like truly the excellent quality should that comes out of me. Just really good, good should. It's solid should, guys. It makes for excellent fertilizer for the garden of my life. So I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for being such a good bullshitter. I recognize all that my should provided for me in the moments leading up to today. But today is now. And now my life is mine. And I don't want to be so full of should, you know? A lot of should has gotten out of my system. I've really cleansed myself of a lot of should in my life. And so because of that, I wanted to share it. I wanted to share it with you guys to see if there was a way that you could start having a different relationship with your should and allowing your should to become fertilizer that helps grow into your actions, your thoughts, your beliefs, etc. So that is my should talk, you know? Sometimes I just like to talk a lot of should, and that's today. And we'll get into a couple more thoughts I'd love to share as you go on with your week right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming back at you fast and loose. To wrap up today's episode, or, you know, in this last little segment, because frankly, let's be real, how could I possibly top my amazing should talk from moments ago? I wanted to share with you guys some stuff that's really, truly bringing me delight. I love to share things that bring me delight. So, in terms of entertainment, lately, I have been enjoying television. Ah, it's so addictive. It's so tasty. It's so good. So basically, lately, not lately as in this week, but last week, I watched two seasons of the show Alone, which is a show about people going and surviving in Alaska by themselves. And I just really absorbed it. And I was like, man, survivalist shit is so cool. It's cool, but like in definitely it's like a voyeuristic way. Like, I don't want to experience that. I don't like being cold. I have very sensitive skin. Every time I watch Naked and Afraid, I'm like, it's the bugs, man. I couldn't handle the bugs. I couldn't do it. So, but I really liked watching that show. We've also been watching 90 Day Fiancé the other way lately, but I'll wait until a hella good podcast episode. That's what Ella and I nickname our talks about reality TV, to share more about that with you. And for those of us who are fans of Gravity and Intensity, this week I have been on the Twitch and I've been playing The Last of Us Part 1, the very first Last of Us game, from quote unquote start to finish. I'm a little bit behind, but that's just the way it is. Things will never be the game. Anyway, I'm playing The Last of Us, and it's great, but it's also kind of getting in my head, man. I don't know, man. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's bringing up some stuff inside me. I'm like, oh, my God. Humans, the choices. But then I know also just in general, all the violence and whatnot. But anyway, I realize that maybe I'm shooting myself a little bit right now because I'm trying to give you guys just more minutes of the day that we can spend together. But I'm online a lot. I'm online a lot. So if you guys want to hang out with me today, go ahead and head over to twitch.tv. I'm probably still playing The Last of Us because as of recording this, it's Wednesday. But tomorrow, when we post this episode, I probably will not have finished the entire game because I have about 10 hours left. And that's just not enough time in the day. Reasonable expectations. Reasonable goals. Anyway, I would love to spend more time with you guys today, but I am going to get back at it. And I really feel like the message I had to share of shoulds is the one I shared before. So I guess in summation, let's cover what we know about shoulding. Trying to replace the feeling of I should, which no longer serves me, or the reflex, the shoulding reflex with I feel. So that is both and for me, I start with a body check because even if I can't find my emotional state, usually a body check helps reveal that state to me. And then also sometimes my emotional state is pretty distracted by my body state. You know, like if I'm hungry, if I'm like, I feel angry, I have to go a level deeper and I'm like, I feel very hungry. Huh, I should eat something. Or like, I feel weak and shaky and nauseous. Well, I feel thirsty or hungry and I should take care of that. So, but anyway, I feel is a great place to start. And usually, even if an emotional response comes up for me first, I can kind of take some deep breaths, get centered and dig a little deeper and find some aspect of the body state, or vice versa, where I'm like, I feel tight My face, my jaw hurts. And I realize, oh, I'm so upset. I'm so upset right now. Look, I'm clenching my jaw. I didn't even process how upset I was. But if I wasn't upset, why would I be biting down like this? So using my shoulds as a flag for checking in with the I feel statements, slowing down against the sense of urgency, which only serves to distract me and force and I force my own hand. But I've really learned how to say, I need time to think about this. Because the more upset I get, it probably means that I care and I need a second to think about this. And I do have the seconds in the day to think about it. So I feel, followed up by I need a shower, water. I need to record this podcast because it's a resource thing, you know. I want. Sometimes, this one's a little complicated. Sometimes my I wants are, I want to be ready. I want to feel excited. And that means I need to go through my process again. That means I need to kind of reverse engineer my way into that, where it's like, I need to record this podcast. I want to be excited about it. Then, shoom. Well, I feel really congested, so I need to take a shower. And now, I want to record. And I am ready to record. So, that's a little story from me to you. Hope you enjoyed this time to do. I love you guys, and I hope you have a beautiful day. And I hope that, you know, let me know. Let me know if this resonated with you. You can let me know if you're one of our beautiful, wonderful Patreons or earbuds that are a part of Heartopia. Go ahead and check in with me on the Discord. I love to read the Analyze This Discord chat. We have a lot of good people chit-chatting in there, talking, processing. I'm not necessarily 100% of the time around on Discord because, again, I have a strong aversion to most forms of social contact. But if you want to process this with somebody, go on to the Discord and chit-chat about it, you know? And make sure to read, you know, all our rules, regulations, etc., because we're just all a bunch of people out here, man. Save yourselves. There was a time during season one or two of Analyze This where Hannah Gelb and I would always be like, save yourself at the end of every episode. So if you want to spend more time processing, go ahead and do that. Or if you want to find me on the internet, you can find me across the board at HARTO. But for the majority of my time, I've been putting a lot of energy into twitch.tv/thisheartdon'tmind. I think a piece of fruit just fell on the roof and then a squirrel chased it. I'm going to have to go investigate it. Anyway, I hope you guys have a beautiful, wonderful day. And I'll see you guys next week when I'll be back with Gelby here in the studio, chit-chatting and analyzing with the best of them. All right. Mwah. Have a great day.